Welcome to The Good We Can from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church for this second week of Lent. During this weekly podcast, we share a Bible reading from the week's lectionary and a brief devotion. The devotions come from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today we turn to Psalm 121. I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. I raise my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. God won't let your foot slip. Your protector won't fall asleep on the job. No, Israel's protector never sleeps or rests. The Lord is your protector. The Lord is your shade right beside you. The sun won't strike you during the day. Neither will the moon at night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. God will protect your very life. The Lord will protect you on your journeys, whether going or coming, from now until forever from now. Now for a devotion on this Bible passage, written by Elizabeth W. Corey, professor in the practice of youth education and peace building, and director of the program in religious education at Candler School of Theology, Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, general editor of the CEB Student Bible, and author of Youth Ministry as Peace Education, Overcoming Silence, Transforming Violence. Elizabeth writes, "The Psalms are the songs and prayers of the Israelites. And this psalm, part of the Songs of Ascent, see Psalms 120 to 134, most likely functioned as a pilgrimage song for people journeying toward Jerusalem to the temple for religious festivals. Likewise, we can begin this second week of our Lenten journey imagining ourselves as pilgrims, stepping away from our daily distractions to move intentionally toward a deeper awareness of the God who creates, keeps, and redeems us every moment of our lives. Imagine yourself as the psalmist. If you look up toward a mountain, across a large lake, or up at the stars on a clear night, you can feel what the writer experienced. Amazement and wonder at how vulnerable and fleeting your existence is compared to the vastness of the earth and the universe in which it sits. This is a humbling moment, that moment of realizing how utterly dependent you are upon your Creator for your very existence. It is not a terrifying moment, unlike moments when you might feel vulnerable during extreme weather, global pandemics, societal turmoil, or broken relationships. No, this is a moment of assurance. A moment when you realize that you are utterly dependent on a Creator who is also your keeper and your redeemer. Our God keeps us. The Hebrew word used here is shamar, which can be translated as keep, guard, watch over, or preserve. Our God never slumbers, keeping each one of us from now until forever from now. What would it mean to trust that the one upon whom you are utterly dependent truly is keeping you as you step out into your Lenten journey? What might this free you to do? Lord, teach me to embrace my vulnerability and trust that my help comes from you, the maker of heaven and earth, the keeper who never slumbers. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.